212 Depository, hello?
I'd like to speak to Paul Morrell, please.
I'm sorry, he's not available at the moment. Can I take a message?
Where is he just now?
He's actually not, he's not on shift for the next couple of days.
Okay, is that Paul Morrell who worked here in the 70s?
It's definitely rude, yes.
Okay. If you could tell him that Andrew Buchan called.
Yes.
And my number is 0131.
Bear with me, I'm just going to go and tap it in so that I can make a note. So am I thinking he needs to stay here, Andrew?
Yeah, he stayed there in the 70s.
Right, okay. Right, I'll just tap it in. I'll pop the phone. Right, 0131, did you say?
Yeah. And it's 476.
476.
00.
38. 38. Can I ask you the start?
This is Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh, okay.
Yeah. I've noticed you on the map there that they're actually marking the home as being the old folks' home.
Yeah, I think that does get confusing, Andrew, because what happens, there's quite a lot of folk that come up here and just put the postcode into their sat nav.
Uh-huh.
And it comes up as the nursery, it's the old folks' home.
Is it still an old folks' home?
It's not. Yeah, we're next door. There's still old folks' home next door to us.
Is that like across the road, the new houses?
No, it's just at the back. Just at the back, actually, I call the hill. You come up the same drive, but when you're looking out the window, you can see it's up the back.
Well, when I was a kid, the old folks' home was, like the back of you, is that like it used to be the, Mr. Wakeland's house? You know the house that used to have where the matron or whoever run it would live?
Yeah, remember the primary school?
The primary school, yeah.
It's just between us and the primary school.
Well, it hasn't moved then, that's the old folks'
home. That's the same place.
That's the same place,
right,
yeah.
But we're actually just, Andrew, we're just moving. At the end of February, beginning of March, we're moving into a new building.
Yeah.
And again, that's just at the back, a couple of holes. We're just in exactly the same
grounds,
but it's a new build.
Right, so it's brand new. Is that like where the old, that small, well, Paul Morrell will probably know that there was an old, like a small Christmas tree plantation there?
Could be, yeah.
It's just between, it's where the old folks' home is and where you are now.
Right. We've had to clear a few of the trees
yeah.
For the new build, but they've tried to keep that. Quite limited, because it's not going to take any damage, really.
Yeah, so what are they doing to the old home, then?
They'll end up knocking it. It'll be flattened.
My memories are very good. I remember quite a lot of things.
So, can I ask, do you just want me to ask Paul to give you a phone, then?
Yeah, if you could do that.
Is it anything urgent?
I would like a chat with him, preferably before the end of the week. Before the end of the week.
Okay. And just, leave a message for him. I'm not quite sure because I've just answered the phone in another.
The other thing he could do is he could also let me know if James McKenzie still lives in Inverurie. James McKenzie?
James.
Yeah, I was in South America and I was told that James McKenzie had moved to Argentina.
Okay.
I was in French territory at the time.
Okay.
And I got a letter from Daisy Park telling me that James McKenzie had moved to Buenos Aires.
Right.
But I'm not sure if he's come back.
Okay, so I'll pass my arm to Paul for you, Andrew, and he can give you a shout back when he connects in, okay?
How old is Paul now, anyway?
Sorry?
How old is Paul now?
Paul is just in his birthday. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, if you need to tell us how old he really is.
Right, okay.
I'll get up to give you a shout, okay?
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.